Local art toy makers, Ghost Fox Toys, have been hard at work creating new creatures which combine the cute and grotesque. By the time this show airs, the pair will have spent a weekend manning a booth at DesignerCon, an annual art and design convention that smashes together collectible toys, customs, plush designer apparel with urban underground and pop art. Today, my guest is Michelle from Ghost Fox Toys. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you guys are always at work creating this constant barrage of new creatures, and it doesn't stop.
No, we keep going. It's a dream and a goal we had at the end of 2016, and we just have not stopped ever since.
And for real, like, DesignerCon is kind of a big deal.
For us, it's our second time there, but the convention in one form or another has been going on 13 years. But this year, it's just, well, every year it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
And this year, it's more people know about it. And people ask me, like, oh, so what is DesignerCon? And I'm like, well, picture like a regular Comic-Con, but like most of the people are there to see the celebrities. And then you maybe pick up some art here and there. DesignerCon, it's just like all the art. Like you go excited to meet the artists and designers. They're not, I'm not saying they're the celebrities, but it's like that they're the focus. And it's like Artist Alley, but like the whole thing. And DesignerCon this year, I heard, is going to have over 700 vendors.
That's amazing.
Yes. And it's all, it's like kind of stuff like we do, but it's also people that do illustrations or just, it's a wide range and it's growing every year.
And for you guys, is it like, do you also get to see or work alongside artists that you kind of look up to or aspire to be?
Yes. Before we got into doing our first DesignerCon, I introduced Gino to some of the artists in the scene that I have been following. And so he became a fan as well. And there are people we meet. We met a couple artists that we really liked at Five Points in Brooklyn this year.
Yeah.
And we were at the Designer Toy Awards. We got to go and see them since we were vending. And we were just standing there with one of my favorite artists watching the show. And my brain was like,
you're like, what's happening?
What's
right
going
now?
On? Be cool. Be cool.
Yeah, this is my reality.
Yes. So it's amazing. And I can't say enough that the designer toy scene, or we like to call it designer toy community,
yeah,
instead, it's just amazing. Everybody that we've met, people like fellow artists, collectors, gallery owners, the bloggers, it's everyone has been super supportive. Like everyone brings each other up. Nobody is like, oh, this person got a release and no one's bitter. Everyone's like excited, like, oh, that's amazing. And everyone lifts each other up, and it's just like, it's what keeps us going too.
It's a cool community.
It's a cool thing to be a part of.
And you guys, as far as I know, I mean, you live and work in art space.
Yes, it's perfect. It's we wake up, we do a little morning routine, get to work. We have a chat, and if one of us the other day we were like, does somebody have paint thinner? And we just click it in, and our neighbor like might not have it, but we need an X-Acto blade. And so we do that. We help each other out. We share materials. And
it's like this random hodgepodge of...
Yes. And also none of us want to leave. We
right.
don't want
to... You're like, we're in our little cave.
Yeah. So we try and like help each other out too.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So you're like, hey, anybody got an X-Acto knife?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's on.
And then it goes beyond that. It's like, hey, anyone have like a cup of sugar? It's like
the whole tradition.
Everything, yeah.
So how do you separate your work life then? Because you have work and life at the same time.
Oh, yeah. We have a little
And there's
boy.
A little guy, yeah.
He's older now since our last interview. He's almost two.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a morning routine, and then he kind of does his own like little independent thing where he's like playing, or we take like little intermediate breaks. If it were just me and Gino, we would honestly wake up, work till like 3-4 in the morning, crash out, and wake up and work again.
Right.
But now we found a really nice balance where when we work, we make the most of our work time. Like I try and like put the phone away, everything that way. So if I'm only working maybe 6 to 8 hours instead of like 14 hours.
Right. But I mean, that's crazy too.
Yeah, like, I know.
6 to 8 is normal.
6 to 8 focused hours.
Yeah.
Oliver's really good at taking like a long nap. After the nap, we'll go and we'll have park time or something.
Yeah.
So balance that. And then we do a little more work and we stop and we have family time a couple hours before Oliver goes to sleep. And then, depending on crunch time, we might work another hour or two. Or that's the point where we're just like, this is our 1 or 2 hours of just vegging out,
Which is absolutely acceptable, too.
Yes, because you got to turn the brain off, because when you're working on a project or you're thinking like, oh, let's do this new thing, you could just lay in bed and it's just going to, you're designing in your head or it just doesn't end. So you kind of need that like downtime, we found.
So it's he's been a nice way to slow you guys down then.
Yes.
In the best of ways.
In the best of ways, yeah. Focusing and also inspiration, and still not old enough to take with us. Hopefully next year. I don't think he could sit still for 12 hours.
That's some hard work. I mean, it's hard for an adult to sit for 12 hours, much less
surrounded by a bunch of
toys.
Fragile, like he wants to touch them, but I'm like, no, those are like fragile. Like, but they're, they're toys, but they're not toys.
Right.
That's a whole nother explanation we'll have to give him later on.
But you guys are always coming up with new figures. Or at what point are you like, okay, this is enough of a run of this particular toy or this particular figure, we're gonna put out another one? Or I've also seen kind of different versions of the same little guy.
So that's a really good question. It depends. Like when we first started, we just had a bunch of ideas, we made them. So our plan is to do 4 toys a year, but this year we did 4 toys in like the first 3 months of the year, and we're like, okay, we just gotta create when we have
something comes,
we can't
to
restrain
you.
Ourselves. So the way we decide to keep doing it, first of all, we see, like, it's a business. So we see, like, what's really selling, what's not. Some things sell really good locally.
Yeah.
And that maybe not when we take them out of town, and then vice versa the other way.
Right.
So, like, for instance, we have these little resin luchadors.
Yeah. Oh, and they're so cute.
They sold pretty good, like, around online and at the conventions, but we gave some to Josie at the El Paso Museum of Art store, and they just did really well there. So the luchadors are probably something that we'll scale back at conventions and online, and we'll just mostly focus selling them here.
But that makes sense. I mean, you kind of have to do what your market says. I mean, at the end of the day, you're still creating. Or do you ever say, you know what? I don't want to see another luchador again.
You might get to that point, but it hasn't yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's like, you know, when you have a hit song, then you have to keep singing it the 20 years of your life. Not that I have a hit song or anything, but I imagine that's what it feels like.
Yeah. No, like my thing before this was like sewing.
Yeah.
And I still like it, but I'm so into this right now. Like Gino's like, hey, you should like do some plush, because plush is in the designer toy realm. And I'm like, no.
like, I'm not really feeling
not
that right
now.
Now.
Like I'm inspired right now with what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so later on, we're going to combine the two into like a plush that has sculptural elements.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. That's what we wanted to do at first, but it's something that we don't want to rush, because there's a lot of technical, new technical techniques we have to learn to marry the two, so it's like sustainable, where it's not going to fall apart or it looks nice.
Right, it's got to work.
Attaching the sculpture to the fabric.
But that's part of the creative process, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're creating a special limited edition toy for DesignerCon.
Yes, we have our pigeon toy, which we used in the group show we did earlier in the year.
I remember that.
The custom show. And we didn't have a lot of stock left, but I had done this prototype last year. It was a pigeon, and I made a little Ewok hood with
the
ears.
Cute.
That's where I got some of my sewing in.
Yeah.
And it was just on our own personal shelf, and I was looking at it. And DesignerCon, the theme this year is actually space. So I was like, why not? I looked how many pigeons I had. I have 5, so I actually, that's what I'm working on today. I'm making 5, and that's it. They'll never be made again. So whoever gets them, it's a very limited piece.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then you come back from Designer Fest, Designer Con, and you've got a couple of markets here for us right in time for Christmas.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Yes. Let's talk about the holidays and how we can shop with you guys.
Starting a little bit for October till December, that we're just like the busiest.
Yeah.
And as much as we love to be like, ooh, vacation time after DesignerCon.
Not so much.
It's like almost vacation time. So we are going to do something we do every year, but different locations, is we're going to do the Shop Small event.
And cool.
I know if you look it up online, I'm sure media in it locally will be posting where people are going to have events. But we will be at the Elbow Draft House on November 30th. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I'm not sure who else will be set up, but last time there was about 5 people selling their art, or I know Ellen J was there last time selling salsa and different things. So check it out. Go see a movie, get there a little early, or shop afterwards. It should be fun.
And then you have your Krampusfest as well?
Yes. There's going to be the third annual Krampusfest on December 13th, and that's done by the Kaleidoscope Art Market. They're really good. Nikki, she's the one that runs it. It's such a great time. Yeah. The first time we did it, it was amazing. The second time, I mean, we were talking like almost making to the point of like Chalk the Block sales.
Wow.
Which was amazing. And so this is our third one, and it's really fun. They have like a Krampus contest where people dress up in their best Krampus outfits.
Cool.
It's just a fun time, and that's outside of the German pub on the east side, Viscount area. Yeah, you could just look it up and see where it's at, but that's a free event. And yeah, that'll probably be our last show of the year, where we'll have like our Frankie ornaments, and we'll have Krampus ornaments. So if you need something from us, that's your last chance.
Go to Krampusfest. That's it. Last call.
And then we're closing up shop till we probably go on vacation till the beginning of February.
Okay, good. So take a nice long break.
The vacation right. for us is working on new designs. Yeah.
Not being out in yes. the public is vacation for you.
Yeah, because we have some big things planned for next year that we need to really start getting the ball running, but casually.
Right, right. Like
maybe instead of at our desks, we'll just hang out on the couch discussing them.
There you go. Because yeah. I think the downtime is as important as the on time.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're constantly creating.
Yes.
So thank you so much. Today, my guest has been Michelle from Ghost Fox Toys. You can catch him at Shop Small Saturday at the Alamo Draft House or Krampus Fest. That's your absolute last call to catch any of their goods. That's on December 13th at the German Pub. And you can always find them on Instagram. Just look up Ghost Fox Toys and you can see all the fun stuff they have to offer. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.